Away from your radio? Listen to 1010XL on the 1010XL app, a free download for all smartphone users, or say, Alexa, open 1010XL.
This is the Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
It's going crazy down on South Beach right now. James is getting down on South Beach. Tate Martell already having parades for this dude.
Yeah.
Hadn't even taken a snap, but he's already won. He's a winner in the fans, in the minds of the fans of the Hurricanes, because he...
We're winners, Denny.
Okay. He has won his appeal, and he is eligible right away. Tate Martell, who transferred from Ohio State after Justin Fields transferred there from Georgia, transferred to Miami. Tate Martell did. And common sense would tell you that he's got to sit out of here. Nope. There's a legitimate hardship.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear what this is.
It is legitimate.
Because it seems like free agency to me right now.
I mean, everybody doesn't have the same things that they have to deal with.
So you, he's got Tate it rough. Martell.
He's got it rough.
He's got it rough.
He's got it real rough.
Is it drip community related?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Crap.
Drip community related.
Was he wearing $120 socks?
It's really not him. So, all right. So, like, Justin Fields.
Right. We still don't know what he claimed, by the way.
Yeah, people don't understand why Justin Fields, because of his sister, right?
Right.
And she stayed behind at Georgia, correct? To play softball. Or next
correct.
Year in yes. the 2019 class.
Yes.
Tate Martell's hardship is similar.
Oh, okay.
He has a situation with his sister. His sister is smoking hot.
I remember his sister from QB1, the show. I don't remember her being smoking
dude,
hot.
Dude, she is amazing.
So
like, she is
Google?
All over Twitter right now.
So I need to go to the Google.
She's just a twerking in all different areas.
Oh, that was her?
Yeah. She's over here, like, just living her best life. So what happened is...
I didn't know that was his sister.
When Justin Fields took this over to the next level.
Riley.
Yes, when Justin Fields liked his sister's Instagram, it was immediately the locker room was it was confusion.
You're talking about the video.
They could not coexist.
You're talking about the video.
Yes, I mean
of her in the restroom.
Yes,
doing whatever that is
in Miami.
And so, what does that have to do with his hardship?
His
doing
hardship
what in the bathroom.
He's twerking.
She's twerking.
And Justin Fields liked the video.
But what I'm saying is, like, right now his hardship is having a gorgeous sister and having a guy disrespect the code. And what happened is once Justin Fields disrespected it, everybody else ran and disrespected it as well. So he had to get out of there because you can't just have a sister that's like that and have everybody going around looking at you, being like, "Hey, man, let me holler at your sister."
Well, you don't think they're going to do that in Hawaii, in Miami?
That's not.
You don't think they're going to look at the video in Miami?
It's not the point.
Hold on. You retweeted this, right?
Yes, I did.
Can we retweet it?
Of course I did.
Can we tweet it to the SportsDen account so people know what we're talking about?
I put interesting
because I got.
Yeah,
because I have Marvin drooling on my neck right now.
I mean,
trying to find this.
Do you think his lawyer like went to the NCAA with this video?
Yes,
and just played it for everyone.
How can he play at Ohio State with these kind of shenanigans going on?
So what we're saying is Justin Fields' sister got him to Ohio State right away, and Tate Martell's sister. Did you tweet so much? Oh, here it is. There it is. There you go. There you go. There it is.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, she got after it.
Marvin sold. Yep, Marvin is sold. Have you seen it yet, JJ?
I haven't. I didn't even know this existed.
No, they found the internets. We'll find it.
If you'd like to walk in here for a second and see this, you
no,
can.
No, as the quarterback of the University of Miami, I wouldn't even disrespect him like that.
That's a picture that she posted? Like,
yes.
What is going on?
She's of age. I'm assuming she's of age before we tweet this out.
Get out of there. This is a travesty. She's only got 6,615 followers?
Not for long.
You the Sports Den bump.
Yeah, this is – please go. It's at the
– Ohio
Riley.
State University.
Go to at NCAA clearing.
Can we get Quincy on to break this down?
At the Riley Martell.
No, I don't think Quincy's going to be breaking down anything with Tate Martell.
Oh, no, man. But Justin Fields, you know. But
oh, Justin, how this played into
Justin
Fields?
Justin
for real liked it?
Justin followed her.
Oh, that's even worse
and
than
she
a lot.
She followed him back. Like, he had to get up out of there. That's so disrespectful.
Where's she go to school?
I don't know. She's in my the twerk video was in Miami.
So he was like, I have to go down there and watch after her.
Yes.
Wait, hold
on.
I have
to keep an eye out on little sis.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody in here still visit? Well, y'all wouldn't know. Is this a normal thing inside of a women's restroom to sit around and twerk like this?
Man.
Haven't been in one.
Never, like, went in with it. I don't know what women do when they go in groups to the
bathroom. I heard there's couches, though.
Is this what women do when they go in?
She wasn't on a couch.
Like, it's like this. It's all about commanding.
I mean, Marvin over here making moaning noises. Like,
it's all. It's all like to put this in perspective, right? Brian Burns at Florida State.
Okay.
The Florida State community just found out last week that every female in his family is fine. Yeah, mama, auntie, sister, like this. It all came from him.
Can't be calling that man's mom and auntie fine.
Listen,
that is
man.
So disrespectful.
I'm just saying, but the thing is they didn't go and make twerk videos, and they didn't make Brian's life harder. You didn't know.
I'm like,
we knew who Brian Burns was. We didn't know about Riley. We found out about Riley before Tate Martell has thrown a pass. We have seen his sister shake her ass.
Hey, you know,
right there, like that. If the glove doesn't fit, you must have quit before. Before Tate Martell has thrown a pass. All right, we got to get this again. Because I don't think the people understand the pressure that comes upon being the quarterback at The Ohio State University. Before Tate Martell threw a pass, the world has seen his sister shake her ass. And that's just a lot. Like, you know, it messes you up. Messes you up, man. But that's could be true. It sounds better, but that's not the truth.
Hold on, I'm
enamored.
Hold on, before you move on.
I actually have.
Do you know though? You remember the little thing they used to sell where it had like the seven balls on a string, and you'd pull one back and it would hit, and it would just click, click, click. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm not a big butt fan, like I am enamored with this video.
She
like,
works
it's
like a stripper, like she works at a high end chicken wing. Adult chicken wing establishment.
It's very. It's like all consuming, like that little toy is. I'm just sitting here watching it, going, "Wow."
I mean, she's done it.
There's some talent there.
To quote the late Michael Jackson in "You Rock My World," she is banging. Like, but
okay, go ahead for the attorney.
So the real thing is what essentially. It's worse than what I just said.
Huh? What, his mom's got a video?
Whoa.
I mean, if he says it's worse, JJ, is that where you go?
No.
That's really the worst. No,
the worst is Miami is trying to change the culture. And that's everything they're talking about. The culture change is promoting a coward. Because that's essentially what it is. It was enormously helpful that Ohio State did not object to any contentions made by Leach. So they brought up here. But the thing was, is essentially when they brought Justin Fields in, they did not reach out to Tate Martell to make him feel comfortable.
So?
That is the argument that won.
Okay, this is straight up free agency in college now. Bump the transfer
they're
portal.
Saying
bump
he
everything.
Was ran off. So they're claiming that Ohio State ran him off. And right into the loving arms of Ohio State.
Of Miami.
Oh, my bad, yeah, of Miami.
Manny Diaz was sitting there waiting. Open arms saying, come on.
With the what was the movie with the boombox? Oh. Then the text line never. Oh, wow, that's Mark Schlereth's daughter? Oh, man.
Now, I am not about to get on people's daughters and sisters. And
I feel way more comfortable about what happened last week now, knowing that this is what could have happened.
Dang.
You see I feel so much better now.
You see the Duval 4 text line from right when we got on from 300?
No.
Yeah, you need to go read that about Hacker's new commercial.
That's, yeah.
JJ saw it.
Yeah. I just, like, essentially no efforts were made. This is what the quote was, man. This is what you, like, y'all say I troll, but this is what happens, man.
But this ain't on Miami. This isn't on Miami. I don't put this on Miami.
They picked them.
So?
They
didn't have anybody.
They convinced the offensive tackle to not go to that transfer.
Hold on. Do not let that quarterback from last year meet his sister.
Oh, with teeth?
Yes. He's already into making videos.
Oh, man.
Y'all need to keep them apart.
No efforts were made by Ohio State to rectify the feelings between the two, the source said. Tate felt it was in Ohio State's best interest. And he just transferred.
Wait, Tate transferred because it's in Ohio State's best interest?
Yeah. Man, it's not you. Ryan, it was the change of coach. I know you were my position coach, but that doesn't matter. It was when Urban left. Urban promised me, and I think it's not you. It's me. Mm. And the fact that everybody has liked my sister's twerk video.
Okay. I have never in my life used drugs. I'm thinking about it now. That's coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Oh, man.
I love our show.
Tate got 99 problems. His sister's one of them.
Oh.
I love it, man. I love this song.
Boy, Martell.
I am not a misogynist. She can be free to do whatever she needs to do. It's her body, and
she's doing what she wants to do.
Her brother cannot control her. You be free. Somewhere in America, Riley is still twerking.
Probably going to get paid off of it.
Hey, be the only person in their family to make money.
Well.
I think the little people quarterback is going to be over by then.
It's the Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, coming to you from the ThinMD Med Spa Studios. ABC Fine Wine and Spirits is where you need to go if you need anything, snacks, water, soda, but most importantly, spirits, beer, craft beer, regular beer, I don't know, if light beer. Dark beer. What else am I missing?
Red beer?
Wine?
Sure. No, I was going with just the beers. But, yeah, wine, huge wine selection. Great whiskey selection. I know we're all the little – I like to shop out of the little case thing just because I feel important. I like to have them come open the case.
Mm-hmm.
And then what my move is I'll take it, I'll look at it, and I'm like, yeah, it's cool. And then I'll put that back and grab something – you know, right below it. But at least I look smooth doing it.
Okay.
Yeah. Make sure you get to ABC. If you can't get by ABC and get a cigar from there, then make sure you go to thehumidor.com. Huge selection of cigars that maybe you can't find other places at good prices. And if you type in Sports Den when you check out, you get 20% off and free shipping. Now, I am not a drug user.
Okay.
But I'm considering it. I'm giving it some thought right now. Here's why. If Johnny Manziel, whatever he's on, that makes him say this, my confidence level is high. I believe I still have a unique skill set and still have the ability to play at any level anywhere. I want what he's on.
O-S-T-A-R-I-N-E.
No, that's not what he's on. You need that's good weed.
I was thinking crack.
Yeah. I mean, whatever he's on, if he really believes that, I need some of that in my life.
Hmm.
He's either smoking something amazing or he's just riding around with Tony Robbins' book on tape on loop.
That's what it is, man. He's just speaking some things into the universe so they can appear.
He says, I've done a lot of soul searching and a lot of looking at myself in the mirror and coming to the realization that when I'm on a football field and on a team, my life is substantially better. In my eyes and in my mind, I believe I'm here for a reason. This is a great fit for me. It's a great fit because nobody else wanted you. You're at the Alliance League, who's on their fourth quarterback. They benched Christian Hackenberg. Then Zach Mettenberg got hurt, and he was replaced by some dude named Brandon Silvers, and now they're going to give Manziel a chance. They're the worst team in the Alliance. Johnny Manziel at 26 years old, still carrying that confidence after he was so bad they kicked him out of a damn country.
He never started there, right?
No.
Did he ever play?
I think, yeah, he did get some time. Let's look up. Let me see his stats for the CFL. Let's see. Johnny Manziel CFL stats. Sure, he lit it up, right?
He was 106 for 165 for 1,290 yards.
That's not bad.
Five touchdowns, seven picks.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a problem. That whole five touchdowns, seven pick, that's an issue. But, I mean, that's a very high completion percentage.
I think the CFL is made for passing. I don't know anything about it, but I know that it's a passing league.
There's part of it, you are absolutely correct. Like, anytime your receiver has a running head start,
yes,
a little bit of
a red flag.
But it's a huge field. So, I mean, you got to have a big arm to be effective there, which he obviously wasn't that effective. Most yards he ever had in a game was 250.
Okay.
He had games with 104, 168, 138, 139, and 59.
59. That was a tough, good defensive battle. I don't really know. I don't watch Canada. No. I don't even know when Canadian games come on. I know they play.
He had 29 rushes for 215 yards.
In a game?
No.
Oh.
The whole time.
Oh, dear.
But he's confident that he can play at any level.
Nah, bro. I don't think you can make it in high school right now.
Yeah. Whew, Manziel. When did he get the sleeve?
I thought Manziel's had the sleeve since Texas A&M.
Has he?
Yeah. I remember the money sign. He was set up to be successful off the field. All he had to do was something.
Well, that's the problem.
Not doing something or being set up to be successful?
He didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had a hand signal. Like he scored a touchdown, the whole crowd to do the little money sign.
He had the whole thing where he texted Cleveland during the draft and said, take me. You won't regret it.
Really?
Yeah.
And they've been regretting that since.
Yeah. Local update, Lenny Curry has been declared the winner. Will not need a runoff from mayor of Jacksonville. Just want to let everybody know that.
Is that the one that listens to the station?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. 400 just said maybe Manziel just saw the Riley Martell video and became inspired to continue his passion to throw interceptions at any level. Okay. 318 says best show ever.
Appreciate it. I just read the text from 300.
You just saw it?
Yes. That was not nice.
But it goes in the text Hall of Fame.
Yes, it does. You should wait till.
God, we should start
thank
that.
God, I did not hear this on Friday, nor did I see this on Friday. So petty. So petty.
We really should start a text Hall of Fame, a Sportsden text Hall of Fame.
We can screenshot. We can blur out numbers.
We should. Yeah, we should look at doing that. You know, the Randall Cobb signing today, every now and then somebody signs somewhere and you go, makes a lot of sense. Doesn't that one make a lot of sense? Randall Cobb to the Cowboys?
Yes. Oh, man. Wow. They just got really good.
Yeah.
Now on concussion protocol might actually be a solid number three.
That's actually what I was thinking. Is you if you, you think Dak, who's your tight end? Witten.
Witten's back.
I mean, he may die in week four, but other than that,
he's going to risk it.
Zeke,
all.
You've got Randall Cobb, Amari Cooper, Allen Hurns. But that whole Randall Cobb, Amari Cooper combination, like, I really like that. That's a good move. But you know what? Hats off to Randall Cobb, by the way. This is a dude, and I don't know, it's only a one-year deal. I don't care what he got paid. You can tell this guy thinks through his contracts, and he's not out there just chasing money.
He got five, I believe.
Okay, because here's the thing. He just comes off a bad season.
Mm-hmm.
He missed seven games. And so I'm sure there was somebody out there that offered him a three-year deal that probably wasn't that advantageous. No, man, I'm only 28. I'm going to go prove it. He stayed with Aaron Rodgers the last time around when other people were throwing him more money. And even if it doesn't work out, like I sincerely admire Randall Cobb and his approach to free agency. He tries to put himself in a good situation. It's like I saw, you know, they were talking about that the deal today that they're saying is going to the $430 million baseball deal.
Yes.
Mike Trout.
Yeah. They're saying he's the best baseball player ever.
Well, that's a little extreme, but he's probably the best baseball player in the game right now.
Okay.
And I saw something that you retweeted about a guy asking, would you rather have $430 million or a ring?
People say stupid stuff.
But hold on. So the tweet was, JJ, it was, would you rather have $430 million or a championship ring?
That's mm-hmm. got to be like a joke.
Well,
no, it's the guy was very sincere.
Well, here's where I'm going with this, though. That is an incomplete tweet. Let me rephrase it. Would you rather have $430 million or would you rather have $390 million and a championship ring? Because it's not like he was going to forfeit all 430 to go chase a ring.
No, that's fair.
You know, and that's what I feel like Randall Cobb. Like Randall Cobb is saying, yeah, I could go to Buffalo. Or a couple years ago, I could have gone to Jacksonville, and I could have made some money. But instead, you know what? I'm going to take $1 million, $2 million less, and I'm going to go ring chasing.
No, I don't think that's what Randall Cobb's doing. We talked about this before. I think it was Randall Cobb, right? That was the one we had a chance at about the last contract, right?
3 years ago.
No, what Randall Cobb did was say, listen, if I stay, I'm going to take $1 million or $2 million less. I stay here. I know what my level of production is going to be. And the chances of me signing another contract are pretty high.
I understand
somewhere.
That.
Like, forget the ring. The ring is a maybe. But if I go to Jacksonville and it suck and we suck, which there was a high probability of it happening, I'll never sign another contract again, or I'll be vet minimum when I have another big payday. So like, I think Randall Cobb's looking at it, like, I go here with other weapons. I'm number two. I get 800 to 1,200 yards on average each year. I can possibly re-sign when all of these guys reach their prime, when Dak Prescott actually gets into that fifth year, when Zeke comes in. And I may not be able to make the money I'm making now, but I could go down, and now I've made enough money in my career to actually be happy.
And the one thing, for all the Cowboys' faults, the one thing they are is loyal. Like Jerry Jones is a loyal dude, and it may have cost him. But if you're Randall Cobb, you're 28 years old, you go put up for a year, he's probably going to re-sign you.
Hmm? I mean, look at Jason Witten. Jason Witten barely knows his name.
Look at Jason Garrett.
Man, he is loyal to Jason. Is Jason Garrett, like, did he marry into the family?
I don't know. But I mean, he's Marvin Lewis loyal.
Mm.
Where is he at now?
Marvin Lewis?
Yeah.
That's where Bill Belichick is.
Yeah, I'm curious. If I'm Marvin Lewis, I'm just chilling. Yeah, he's not anywhere right now. He's just chilling.
Man, just 16 years in one
No,
place
he's not coach. Just chilling. You really want to know what he's doing right now?
What's he doing?
Watching.
He was hired as a game and studio analyst by Turner Sports for the AAF. He's on TV doing AAF. That's how you don't know where he is.
That's a part-time gig.
Yeah, the league's part-time.
Oh, easy.
That league's going.
They have a solid like fan base of a couple dozen people, bro. Well, you take families out. I don't know if that's true or not. What was Leon talking about no pads in spring practice?
My favorite, lemon pepper.
So I guess it's the new NCAA rule. You would know more than I would. But Dan Mullen was originally complaining about it. He was responding to Dan Mullen and saying that, you know, guys are softer now. We can listen to it if you want to.
Yeah, go ahead, because they've been in pads.
Well, then I don't know what Dan Mullen was talking about. Hold on, give me 1 second.
There's okay.
I mean, I saw you. I showed you the video.
How are you going to learn how to stop a move in air? You've got to be able to stop a bull rush because you got to feel a bull rush. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to stop a spin move. You got to be all the variables that's going to help you and you know help your craft and becoming an offensive lineman. You've got to feel that contact. You've got to feel that grunt of getting pushed back and how to bend your knees and how to use your hands and keep your head and shoulders.
You can stop it. Because I don't understand. Like, I mean, I literally saw them in pads.
No, it's a rule right now that in spring you can make a choice to not go full pad. Well, you're trying to push
that. Always been able to make that choice.
That's what somebody retweeted. When I saw, I didn't know what he was talking about. I thought it was stupid. Not what Leon said, but just the thought.
Because Florida State's been in pads, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just confused. I saw it earlier. Let's do this. When we come back, I want to get into Hayes Carline's 7-round mock draft. I have not seen this yet. I've held off on this on purpose because I want to read it and see it for the first time live on air. So we'll do that when we come back with analysis. That's coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den coming to you from the ThinMD Med Spa Studios. Make sure you get to ThinMD Med Spa. It's good stuff having Dr. Capasso on.
Yeah.
I think what we're going to start doing with that is we'll try to have him on like once every couple weeks, right? Mm-hmm. But we'll start kind of promoting it a couple days ahead so we can get some questions for him from the audience.
Gotcha.
I think that would be a good idea. Like real issues people dealing with.
I thought you asked some legit questions.
I always ask legit questions.
The sleep one especially. A lot of people.
You struggle with sleep, JJ?
No, but I know a ton of people that do.
Apparently, Hacker needs to go in there.
Yes.
Anyway. Hayes Carline did a 7-round mock draft post-free agency edition. Hayes Carline of the Frank Frangie Show. And let's see. I'm clicking on it now.
This is on 1010XL.com, by the way.
It is. Yes, it is. First round with the 7th pick in the draft. Oh, come on, Hayes. Don't wish this on us. Tight end, TJ Hockenson. Why? He says you want a special player in the top 10, and Hockenson qualifies. All-around tight ends like Hockenson have become a rarity. Hockenson, 6'5", 251, is a great receiver but an amazing blocker. He won the Mackey Award as the nation's best tight end in this past season after catching 49 passes for 760 yards. That's a great average, actually. 6 touchdowns as a redshirt sophomore. Well, I didn't realize all this about him. Hayes is kind of educating me here. I have nothing against TJ Hockenson. I have everything against taking a tight end at 7. I just can't wrap my head around that. 38th pick, 2nd round. Right tackle, Caleb McGarry.
Okay.
From Washington. Washington, that would be. 6'7", 317.
Hmm.
Started over 40 games at right tackle for the Huskies.
Okay.
Says with him, starting line left to right would be Cam, Norwell, Linder, Cann, and McGarry.
So that means we missed on the guy that we drafted in the mid-rounds that we said we had a second-round grade on from NC State.
I mean, if you want to be negative about it.
No, just putting that out there. Just putting it out there.
In the 3rd round, we're bringing a little bit of South Beach up to Duval. With the 69th overall pick, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Riley Martell. I'm just teasing.
69. Yeah, I like that. I get
defensive
it.
End.
I got it.
Defensive end, Joe Jackson. from Miami.
Only Joe Jackson that was physical is Mike's daddy.
Hayes says, Jags need depth behind veteran Calais Campbell at the strong side end spot. Jackson, 6'4", 275, had 24 career sacks and would be groomed to replace Campbell as early as the 2020 season. Could also battle to be the end in nickel opposite of Yannick when Campbell moves inside. So that's the third-round pick. The second third-round pick, which is the 98th pick, the guy that I've said I like but I just wouldn't draft because I don't trust, Benny Snell, the running back from Kentucky.
I'd take him there.
Yeah, I guess I would too at 98.
Mm-hmm.
He's 5'10", 224.
Bowling ball.
The only issue that I have with him is the number of carries he had at Kentucky. They ran that man into the ground.
I don't care. He's got 2 years of life left in him. I'm starting to take the NFL approach to players.
What's up?
Just, you know, get what you can get. He's cheap.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take him in the first round, but third round.
Can I ask you something, though?
Sure.
If we took Benny Snell, who I want to say ran high 4.5s,
mm-hmm,
the combine, he's 5'10", 224. That means we still don't have anybody that can get the edge in a stretch scheme.
Nah, what was his 40 again?
I don't have it in front of me, but I want to say it was like high 4.5s.
I just need to know what that 10-yard split is. But I don't know. Did they run power at Kentucky? That's what I'm more concerned with.
I don't know. I don't know. But, I mean, even if they ran stretch, running stretch at the college level and running stretch at the pro level is two different things.
True.
This NIT game of Texas, South Dakota State's on, there's like 8 people in the stands. In the fourth round, wow, okay. We're going to take another tight end.
Okay.
Tommy Sweeney from Boston College. Sweeney was a 3-year starter for Boston College, catching 99 passes for 1,281 yards and 10 touchdowns in his career, 6'4", 251. Be a good compliment for Hawkinson, completely revamping what is currently the worst position on the Jaguars roster. In the sixth round, because we don't have a fifth round, another guy from Miami, Jaquan Johnson. We in trouble?
No, that was ET.
Oh.
He said Benny Snell ran a 4.6.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I said high 4.5s, yeah.
Not the best.
No, not blazing. Anyway, sixth round safety, Jaquan Johnson from Miami. And in the seventh round, Robert, Okereke? O-K-E-R-E-K-E from Stanford.
Okay.
Wow. Says why, this is what Hayes says, the Eagle Scout was productive last season with 96 tackles.
Eagle Scout.
He's undersized but runs well, would be a good addition to build depth. All in all, I mean, it's not any names that you like, but if you take the position, I don't know anything about Joe Jackson. Is he legit? Defensive end from Miami?
I don't really know.
Yeah, he could play, man.
I mean, Benny Snell, I like that. And like you said, basically the fourth round, the end of the third. If T.J. Hockenson comes in, really my issue is not with T.J. Hockenson. It's just with the position. We went through all the tight ends that have been drafted early in the draft last week, and it's not great.
I wouldn't want Hockenson purely for the fact that he won Mackey. Those and guys suck.
That hasn't translated. Yeah. And the more I'm reading into this whole draft thing, did you hear the stat I was telling Baloo before we came on?
Mm-mm.
I don't have it right in front of me, but I can get it in front of me. Hold on. I want to say there were 14? No. Let me pull it up so I'm not wrong on this. 14 quarterbacks taken in the 2014 NFL draft. 14, okay?
Right.
Do you know how many still with the same team that drafted them?
3.
1. Derek Carr.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they said he was a reach.
I mean, 14 and one of them is still with the, and that's your main position. But then again, we say you don't build a team through free agency. Now we're saying you don't build a team. I mean, how the hell do you build a team? Is it luck?
Yes.
Unless you're the Patriots?
Yes.
It kind of is, isn't it? It's like, if I can get lucky on a quarterback, and I can get an elite quarterback, and I just hit a couple people pieces around him, it's kind of crazy. Dom just caught Riley Martell's video. He let us know on the Duval Ford text line. Let me grab phone line real quick. Paul, what's going on?
Hey, fellas. Hey, I just want to tell you a little about C.J. Hawkinson, man. I'm probably like Jacksonville's biggest Iowa fan, okay? No, far from.
There's three of them. There's three of them.
No, gosh, no, man. I got family here, man.
Oh, my bad, Paul. All right, tell us about TJ.
All right, so here's the first thing you got to know about him. He's kind of the guy that he does everything well, but nothing fantastic, right? You know, the combine kind of showed that. He's not going to blow you away with measurables. He's an every down tight end, and he catches the ball, which, you know, hey, for the Jaguars, is there anything more important right now than a guy who can actually catch the ball? And it doesn't have to be like perfectly thrown to him. I was in Tampa for the Iowa Mississippi State game, of course, and they had him peg the Mississippi State's defense, and by the way, Montez Sweat and that defensive tackle, those guys are the real deal. And if I had my way as a Jaguar fan, we would take either one of them ahead of Hawk, just because those
guys. And I can get either one of them because they're one's hurt, the other's got a heart condition. Simmons,
yeah,
and well, Sweat, I'm assuming is who you're talking about. Yeah,
Sweat, yes, those guys, man. And Iowa's off, you know, Iowa's an offensive line / tight end that they, I'm telling you, they couldn't hardly block either one of them. But as far as Hawkinson goes, he didn't have a catch till the fourth quarter. But Iowa needed a play. Like if you see it, what happened? I mean, it was like 3rd and 12. We finally get Hawkinson for a 20-yard gain. Next play, Hawkinson, another 20-yard gain. And then on fourth down, it was 4th and 3. We threw it to him like one for a yard. That didn't matter. We were just kind of trying to run clock at that point. But what I'm telling you is, dude has a motor.
Okay.
And
I'm actually going to – I'm going to pull up his highlight film now, Paul. You've inspired me to do that. And
are you shocked that he has a motor, guys?
No, he's right.
He's exactly. High football IQ.
Coach's kid.
Coach's kid.
Doesn't do anything right.
Lunch bell
doesn't
guy.
Do anything great, but does everything right.
Exactly.
First to show up in the morning?
Easily the last guy to leave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let me grab.
Before we go to this caller, you were after Danny Cannell, right? You were way after Danny.
Way
Cannell.
After.
Okay, never mind. Because I heard him saying in an interview that he was the opposite of first guy in, last guy out.
Like I believe he, it.
Yeah, I believe it.
He's
yeah.
such a tool.
I believe it.
I think it takes some balls to admit that.
Not when you're Danny Cannell and everything you say is stupid. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man? I ain't talked to you since I was in Walmart. That
Chris,
day.
My man, where are you at right now?
Just got out of work, going down JCB.
Don't tell me where you work, but what do you do?
I do Toyota. I work in Toyota.
Okay. All right. Like,
did
like
you
service?
Drop that girl? This is the
like,
one who the
t-shirt guy
fell asleep, right?
Yeah. Did you ever go back out with that girl?
Oh yeah, we went to this Travis Scott show in Orlando this Friday.
Mm. Okay.
Why didn't you just go to the one here?
She wouldn't buy you t-shirts, but you took her to a concert.
That's
it. It wasn't turned up like it was in Orlando. It was turned up, man. He had Astroworld. He had Astroworld on this.
I went to Astroworld when I was a kid.
Is that part of the drip community?
With y'all heard of Benihana's?
Yeah, I heard of Benihana's. Yeah.
Me personally, man, I think you just paying for the name.
You took her there?
Yeah, she had like a $30 off thing.
Oh, so okay.
You are a real one, bro. I'm with
she
you.
She had
I'm
a gift
you.
Card. It wasn't even your gift card. I
she got a good job, Chris?
She worked at a car dealership.
Okay. All right.
It's like her brother car lot, so it's kind of like, you know, inside family, inside job.
They need advertising? You can call in every week.
we went on that slingshot. You know that slingshot in Orlando, right?
No.
The downtown Orlando
thing? Ride.
Oh, yeah.
Where it throws you into the air.
Downtown or iDrive?
Chris, you had a big time, iDrive. Man.
Yeah, you spent a lot of per cash.
Yeah, I spent about $700.
Damn!
You spent the refund check, bruh.
No, actually, I had some left over. I'm still sitting kind of good shape.
All right, we're just concerned about you, Chris. What did you want?
I wanted to bring up this Nick Foles factor, man. Well, I don't think what people realize. I think our receiver corps is gonna look completely different. I think D.D. Westbrook is gonna really take advantage of Nick Foles being able to throw the ball down the field effectively, to where D.D. Westbrook could really, really exploit his talents the way he resembled in college. So he has a quarterback that knows how to throw a spiral. I think DJ Chark is going to up his game a little bit just for the fact that we have a quarterback that can throw the ball down the field and we don't have to worry about wobbly passes.
I can go with you on Westbrook. I can go with him on Westbrook. I do think that this is good for Westbrook. DJ Chark just seems uncoordinated or something. I don't know what it is. What'd you say?
I mean, had another.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris. My bad.
And I didn't get a chance to talk with you to the comment. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Nah, man, that's all you.
I wanted your opinion on Metcalf because I heard different opinions about him. I heard certain people ready to jump out of their clothes about him. Some people say that all he do is run straight. He can't really run routes. He just runs straight real fast. I heard that he get hurt a lot. I heard he's another David Boston. Y'all remember him?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think either one of us are high on DK Metcalf.
All those last three statements you said, I agree.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
What about that boy, other dude from Oklahoma, Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown.
Are you talking about little man?
Yeah.
With the golds.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know when he's slated to go. I wouldn't spend a first two-round pick on him, but, I mean, if he's still sitting there in the third, maybe.
I also believe he's hurt.
Yeah, he is. That's the only reason why I think you may be able to get him a little later.
All right. And I got one more name before I take out comments off the air. What about the receiver from Ohio State?
Paris? Talking about Paris Campbell?
Yeah.
You know anything about that dude?
No, I just know people talk highly about him.
Yeah, I don't really know much about him, Chris. You like him? You like him?
I mean, I just heard, like I said, I know people that are Ohio State fans, and they bring up his 40 time. But it's the same thing like Metcalf. That's all they can tell me about.
Gotcha. All right, man. Well, keep in touch, brother.
All right, man.
All right. 700? 700? Is Travis Scott?
Mm.
He is?
Mm. I wouldn't pay.
Who's the best?
I would watch them here.
Who's the best rapper going right now? Is it him?
Depends on who you ask.
We should ask.
Nah, I'm not saying with Travis Scott, but I'm just saying I still like J. Cole.
I like J. Cole. What were you gonna say, Marvin?
Yeah, I'm Team Future. I don't know what he's rapping about.
Put the mic down.
Get on the mic.
I don't know what he's rapping about half the time. But it sounds really, really good.
I can't get with Future right.
Like March Madness is just definitely speaking.
Who did you say?
I was just saying I'm kind of with James on that. I'd say the top three right now would be Drake, Future, and then it's like somebody fighting for that third.
Drake is in a different category.
No, Drake.
Let's remove him from rapper.
Why?
Drake is an entertainer. He's a pop icon. Like, he's not a rapper. I'm just saying, like, if we're gonna go rapper,
that's fair. That's fair.
How's that fair? He raps.
Drake does reggae. No, he does reggae. He does reggaeton.
Yeah.
He does Spanish music. He does, like, he's
and every once in a while, some people write his rhymes and he raps.
Yeah, but he's not just a rapper.
Tell you what he's doing is cashing checks.
Yeah.
A lot.
That's what I'm saying. He's a pop icon. I'm giving him that. I'm going to go with my top. Cardi B is in my top three.
So who would be on your playlist right now, James? If you had to.
Did you really just say that?
Cardi B is in my. Cardi B would definitely be on my playlist.
We got to get you to
Cardi
church,
B?
Bro.
Cardi B.
Cardi B's on your playlist.
Cardi B talks that talk, man.
We have got to get you in.
You know
the
she
church.
Doesn't write her own rhymes,
I
right?
I don't care. Most people okay. don't
Neither
write
does
their
Drake.
Own rhymes.
No, I agree. But Cardi B is slapping, man. Isn't that what they said? Did I use that right?
Slapping?
Nah.
Did use that,
nah.
I didn't use that right.
He said, okay. Nah.
That's not it. That's not it. That's not it. That, hey, that's not it.
What
dude.
Happened to Migos?
No, that's what I was saying.
Are they still a thing?
Like, that third spot is just kind of, but they've also done solo albums.
You know who really has something? Like, he's I think he's found his niche.
Who?
Tiger.
Tiger Woods?
No,
he's
like the
Tiger.
Oh,
T-Y-G-A.
Yeah. Like, you can't, okay, so Tiger done got five songs that's just slapping.
What
I'm
going to
keep using slapping. I'm just going to make this a
what
thing.
What is that?
I don't know. It's
That's not it. That's what it is.
He
it's
said
it's slapping. Bottom line, Tiger
this
got
is,
five
this
joints
is
that's good.
Tiger?
Yeah.
This is old Tiger.
Yeah.
This is what put him on.
This is the only one in the system that's all.
Yeah. But he has a song, Taste.
Yeah.
Who was it that sang Rump Shaker?
Huh? Wow, didn't it?
Rump
I was
Shaker.
Like eight when that came
What happened
out.
To them?
Rump? Rex and Effect. Like,
Rex and Effect. Where are they at?
Teddy Riley when they made Blackstreet.
The Rump? Like,
you never heard Rump Shaker?
Yeah.
I think I know the song. I'm hearing
See, we
it
need
in my
more
head.
Of that.
All I want to do is zoom, zoom, zoom.
Yeah,
zoom,
yeah,
zoom,
yeah.
Boom,
with
boom,
boom, boom.
We need more of like, yeah, we need more of
yeah,
like
are
that.
Are you serious
classic.
Right now?
Yeah, man. Let's everything is cyclical. Let's bring some of that back.
I mean, there's some
like
songs like
Run DMC
like that.
Sound. Old school Jay-Z sound.
That's not happening.
Eazy-E.
Nah.
Man,
it's some like that. It's some.
Eazy-E.
Too
I
short.
Love Eazy-E. I love Too Short. They would not make it in this song in this
I think
generation.
It's very vital.
Agreed.
Their songs are just a little bit too real. Too real.
All right. 8 o'clock. Coming up next, we'll be right back.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the sports den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
8 o'clock brought to you by Loose Air Quality. You got crappy air, you want to get it tested. Make sure there's nothing harmful floating around your home or your business. Make sure you go to Loose Air Quality, L-U-C-E Air Quality. com or call 904-803-1014. Get that air taken care of. You don't know anybody in that business. We're telling you who's in the business. If you live in Florida, at some point, you're going to have some air issues. It's just humid and muggy. It's what happens. Health effects can include kidney toxicity, immune suppression, autism, neurotoxicity, depression, chronic fatigue, cancer, and birth defects. You don't need those problems. Get to Loose Air Quality. That's luceairquality.com or call 904-803-1014. And I was talking to Dave the other day.
Mm-hmm.
These dudes are doing like downtown buildings, like buildings, like six-story buildings, eight-story buildings. They're blowing up.
Get that paper.
Good for them. Y'all hiring? 8 o'clock, you got anything?
I got numerous things.
Numerous?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
The NCAA.
Oh, here we go.
This is the first one. They've got a tweet that they sent out, a little video, a little 30-second clip, got 3.4 million views, and lying about the day of a student athlete. One, what's interesting in all of this.
Wait, I want to watch it. Where am I looking?
NCAA, at NCAA.
On their Twitter?
Here.
No, I'm pulling it up.
I'll ask you.
Okay.
You want to look it up first? Get a chance to watch it?
Yeah, just as you're talking about it, I'm just going to watch it.
One, there's not a meeting, a single weight lifted. It makes being a student athlete, it makes people really believe that being a student athlete is a breeze. This guy's running, not even sweating. Like, dancing in class, dancing on his way to class, living his best life.
First off, he woke up in a slide outside.
Right.
So it's a lie from
But no. You know what the biggest, most ironic thing that tons of people have shown the NCAA about all of this? These are all paid actors. Mm. It's against their own rules to just have a regular student athlete just show you what a day in the life is like.
Wow. That's a solid point. It's a solid point.
Like, here's an epiphany. We're a student. We represent student athletes. Let's just pay a guy something and just walk in the day of the life. Let's not make it up. We don't need a script. We don't need any of that stuff. So that's just one of them. Just the NCAA continues to be hypocrites.
But he's got a very diverse group of friends.
Yeah, he does. I mean, that could be true. I mean, look at drip season over here.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what his life looked like.
It doesn't show him getting a bag or anything, though.
But true. Last thing, actually, something I just thought about. Is it going to be a consistent theme with Miami Hurricane fans and women? And women with their quarterbacks?
What are you talking about?
You had the one guy whose mom was Felicia from Friday.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Is that just like the new thing? Okay, all right, just thought about that. Just came to my mind. Cone chasers. I'm so tired of this. I've got to speak on this. This is ridiculous.
Cone chasers.
I do not hate on anybody's ability to make a living. Go out there, get paid, do not matter. But stop trying to make it believe like that you hold the key to running wide receiver routes and DB things by just putting up a million cones and having these guys do millions of movements that are completely unrelated to the sport. It is bothersome. You got these kids over here juking and saucing off of the line of scrimmage and then wondering why when signing day comes around, why they don't have no offers. The ones that do have offers, I got news for you. If your child is 6'4", 200 pounds, and probably runs a sub-5, guess what? Good things are going to happen to your kid because they won the genetic lottery. Now, I'm not trying to knock anything. I get paid off of this. I actually try to make people do movements that you're actually seeing on the field. You're not going to do a cha-cha slide before you come off the reach. You'll never run, stop, backpedal 3 yards, accelerate, jump cut to the right, shimmy to the left, spin move, jump on the box, back down, and then steamroll your way to the end zone. It makes absolutely no sense to some of these drills. And you got – Plies said it best.
Who?
Plies, the rapper Plies.
Okay.
Tell them to show you them doing that in a game. No, matter of fact, tell them to show film of them doing something in a game.
Here's the problem.
What's the problem? Am I a hater? Because I try not to say anything because I don't want to feel like a hater.
Because remember, I had the same hate o'clock, and then I had an epiphany that there's two things that we're never going to fix about this. One are the optics that they want to show on social media of hashtag grinding, right, of guys – trying to do something cool. And two is that's all that most of these guys can do, because if they didn't do that, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. There's not enough substance for them to say the correct way to run. For example,
right?
Like, would you guys do a boost? This is the right way to run. Well, if you don't know the right way to run, how are you going to teach somebody?
I can tell you this. If you keep doing those short, choppy movements, it's not going to help you run fast. It's going to shorten your stride.
It's killing the quarterback business, bro. It's killing the – It is. That's the biggest problem with quarterbacks right now are some of these drills that people are having them
do. What got me looking at it was in one of my group chats, they posted something of FSU tight end Trey McKitty. And he was doing with some guy named the wide receiver, I don't know, whatever. And he was doing – it was supposed to simulate a line get-off. But, like, he was just going from cone to cone, doing it, like, the same thing for 10 yards. I'm like, that's not even – one, you're a tight end. Your hand is in the ground. You'll never do that move. Like, even if we flex you out, like, we don't want you having to do that because we've already passed you. Like, it's just common sense of the way football works. Ball gets snapped, you're a quick read.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting here, Harlem shaking, quarterback's already down the field. You missed your opportunity, son. Like, it just bothers me because people are getting hoodwinked, and it looks hard. It looks like you're doing something, but it's just bad habits. I don't know. Should I not be angry about this? Because I feel like I don't want to feel like a hater.
No, you should be. I'm sorry, I got distracted over something else that is not new news. It came out at 5 o'clock. but it's going to add to your 8 o'clock.
Okay.
If you're done with that.
Yeah, I'm done.
The American Football Conference. Have you heard about their new TV deal?
No.
Over the next 12 years.
Wow, that's a long contract.
The American Athletic Conference just signed a TV deal. And if I told you this TV deal was extreme, what would you guess it was? 12 years, the American Athletic Conference. If I told you, you're going to be blown away.
Half a billion?
A bill. $1 billion.
That's like UCF and Cincinnati and bums.
Who paid
$1 billion?
Who paid them $1 billion?
Dollars. ESPN.
But I mean, they do have a recent national champion.
It's a split of $83.3 million per year, or around $7 million per school. Now, that's the Big Ten got $50 million a school. The SEC gets who knows how much. So, just that's not.
I mean, when you really think about it, Houston's a big market. Navy's in the Baltimore area.
Orlando, Tulsa,
The Cincinnati, that Columbus, Ohio area.
Man, nobody. Well, we're Cincinnati.
Yeah, we're Cincinnati. I don't think.
But here's the crazy thing. Here's what I'm getting to with this. I'm not hating on their billion. All I'm doing in my head is thinking, if they're getting a billion over the next 12 years.
John Swofford's trash.
What is the ACC and the SEC and the Big Ten getting? $5 billion? $6 billion? $10 billion? Billion with a B. That's crazy. First, American Athletic Conference fans must now pony up for ESPN Plus subscriptions.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
If they'd like to see many of their school's games. You say it's not going to happen. I'm going to disagree with you. I read something the other day about the way that TV viewing is going, and it made a lot of sense. Before you know it, you're going to be paying subscription fees to apps on your TV of just what you want to watch. So instead of having a channel, you're going to have an app.
Actually, you know what?
I'd
At
love
this
it.
Point, would I pay for cable?
Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather that.
Yeah.
Just charge me for ESPN.
Right, right.
I don't want to watch the rest of that crap.
Right, so if you think about, like, SEC Network, take it off of Comcast and put it on an app that I have to pay $9.99 for. You know what I'm going to have?
Yes, you're going to have that.
Yeah.
But then again, what they're going to find out... It's going to just be just like
Netflix.
It's going to be one person footing the bill and 50 people using it.
But Netflix, like my Netflix, if we have more than two people logged in,
they monitor it. But well, you know, we have five users, and I think you can only we can't have more than that.
Well, now let me put something into perspective. I just thought about this. The American Athletic Conference has signed a 12-year, $1 billion deal for every school, right? Mike Trout is finalizing a 12-year, $430 million deal for him. Think about that.
He's worth more than the American Conference.
That's crazy when you think about
that. The other thing that was interesting.
All guaranteed too, bro.
Right. I think the last three contracts that have been signed in baseball are more than the Tampa Bay Devil Rays have spent in their entire existence on their baseball payroll. 25 years, I think it said.
Do they not have – I know they have like a luxury tax situation. Do they not have a minimum that you have to spend?
I think so. I think there's a floor, and I think they spend it. The Rays and the Marlins are the only two franchises that get upset when they win. When they win, they just get rid of all the reasons why they won.
Well, the Marlins have actually won World Series. Unfortunately, the Rays got to one, but no. But yeah, the Marlins do a fire sale.
The Rays
sale.
Got to a World Series?
Yeah, against the Phillies, 2008.
Oh, I forgot that.
Well, still, they got close, and the owner said, never again.
This is too much.
Who told you to win?
But can you name somebody that the Rays have let go that's gone on to have a great career? I mean, I'm sure there's somebody, but no, I guess David Price. But, I mean, there's been a couple guys that you thought was going to be big stars and really
Carl Crawford left, got a huge paycheck, and was crap.
What was the third baseman?
Evan Longoria was old when he left.
Yeah, he did stay a while, didn't he?
Yeah.
Eva Longoria, wasn't that the
yes, the lady she was married to Tony Parker, yes. Also plays third base for the Giants.
Have you seen her lately?
No.
Still looking good, man.
You think so?
I mean, I haven't seen her. I don't know what picture you were looking at, but yeah, the last time I saw her, I was still like, damn, all right. She's got to be like close to 50.
Dom hit us up, said, FYI, YouTube TV's $40 a month, no contract, includes all the ESPN channels.
Hmm.
But you still got to pay for Wi-Fi, though, right?
Of course.
I need somebody to sit down and educate me on how to cut the cord.
Maybe Eva is a little chunky right now.
Yeah, somebody like posted something. I saw it on. No, it was on some TV show the other day. But she's like 50 something, I think.
She's only 44. I was wrong.
Never mind.
Ooh, age like mayonnaise.
I mean, she just kind of let herself, you know. I mean, it happens to the best of us.
Was she got pregnant?
I'm pretty sure Tony was cheating on her.
Yeah.
So maybe she's just really sad.
Yeah, you guys are terrible, man.
I used to be a huge fan.
I'm looking at a picture of her pregnant.
Oh, I was a massive fan.
Massive?
Massive.
Who was like your...
Jennifer Aniston still is.
Oh, yeah?
Still is.
Still?
Still, man.
JJ, she's twice your
age. But when you see her... It looks like she hasn't aged at all.
I know,
like,
but she's twice
she's
your age.
So
she's
so beautiful.
You didn't
she's
have
so...
anybody like closer to your age growing up that you saw on TV that was
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was obsessed with Christina Aguilera. I thought she was like super sexy.
Okay.
Like, I didn't understand the Britney lovers. I was always like, man,
Christina's
way
hotter
than Britney,
bro. Man, come on
now. Hold on.
That Britney Spears halftime show back in the day.
I'm not saying Britney wasn't fine. Jackson. I'm just saying.
Janet Jackson?
Janet's halftime show was better. Shout out to Justin Timberlake.
The Jacksons
who
are really
yours?
Going
who
through
was
it
yours
as a
when
family
you were growing
last
up?
Who was my I like Claire Huxtable. I still like Claire Huxtable. Like, she's like 70.
What is with y'all in the like y'all both going after like these older women?
Well, when and, I was a kid, yeah, they were old. You liked older girls when you were a kid.
What's love got to do with it?
I don't know.
She was in Black Panther. She was the mom of Black Panther. I can't think of her name.
Never seen it.
Black actress. Anyway, she's
Stacey
fine.
Dash.
No, Stacey Dash is fine.
So fine.
She's crazy, but she is fine.
So fine.
You saying no to that? Oh, yeah, I ain't worried about it now. I ain't talking about now. Yeah. What happened to Nelly?
Nelly's about to go on tour with TLC.
No, I'm just looking at this Britney Spears halftime thing, and Nelly was in that halftime show. It was Aerosmith.
Did he have the... Band-Aid under his eye or whatever the hell that was?
I don't know.
Nelly.
That was a weird look.
Nelly and BET Uncut in college was amazing.
Were you a Rhapsody the Basement guy?
Yes.
Of course.
Who'd you say yours was growing up? I'm sorry, besides Claire Huxtable?
I'm trying to think of, I can't think
if
of
If you don't
name
know her name, then
Angela
you
Bassett.
Really that into
Angela
her.
Bassett?
Yeah.
Y'all going to laugh when I tell you this. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, why would I laugh
okay.
at that?
Okay.
She was stacked.
She was slapping.
Slapping.
I don't think you use slapping for a
I
woman.
Don't know what slapping means. You just pulled it out today. Like just.
I heard. I think I saw it on the Twitter.
Slapping the bass. What movie is that?
I seen it on the Twitter.
Loose air quality. If your air is crappy, make sure you get to loose air quality. We need like a jingle. We need a loose air quality jingle. So that,
that's all JJ listens to.
I know, so JJ can roll around singing it. JJ loves him some jingles. Loose Air Quality. That's L-U-C-E, airquality.com. You know what they do. They do environmental testing. If you need to have it, give them a call. 904-803-1014. That's 904-803-1014. Locally owned. They'll be out there in no time. And you'll have a report of what's going on with your air right away. 904-803-1014. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Don't forget, tomorrow you got to go get your credentials.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not like we really going to get to use them that much.
I'll try to figure it out. Go watch some practices.
Yeah, the practices are tomorrow. NCAA tournament right here in Jacksonville Thursday and Saturday. Thursday night, you can come hang with the Sports Den and with Rick Ballew. What's this show? Into the Night?
Mm-hmm. In the night.
Which one is Thursday? Gators Dockside.
I swear, Matt, you got to play that Kanye.
Who's Matt?
And Matt LaVey is his producer, right?
Oh, you're saying for...
They got to play that Kanye coming, that intro coming in for Blue.
Anyway, Gators Dockside is where we will be on Thursday night. And then on Friday night, Mr. Chubbies and Fleming Allen right behind Boost Sports Performance, actually.
Speaking of Mr. Chubbies.
Yeah.
Right. Robert Kraft.
I've never been to a jail.
Do you think he can sue?
Why is he suing? Is it false?
I'm saying prosecutors make an unusual offer to drop solicitation charges. All he has to do is admit that the prosecution would have resulted in a conviction.
I saw that. Is that real?
That's what Pro Football Talk with the blue check mark.
By agreeing to that, he's giving up his right to sue them. That's sort of how plea
deals
work.
But what I'm saying is, they have to get him to do something so they don't have to open up the investigation. They'll probably actually lose everything that they've actually, like all the traction that they've gained. So by them being too aggressive and ready to pop a superstar, they may be losing the actual whole premise of why they were doing this thing.
Exactly, but from his perspective, he might want to just take the plea deal to like get it out of the way, get it out of the news. I don't want to like keep prolonging this and keeping it in the news.
You think
for
he
so
cares?
Long.
Does he care at this point?
You think he cares?
I think that he would care if he was forced to give up ownership of his team. I do think he cares about that.
How old is Bob Kraft? 77. Is
but
that
he
what
loves
said?
That damn team.
Yeah, but
man.
I don't. That's what I've always said. I don't think they would make him give it up.
Well, they shouldn't. I mean, for that, give me a break. They did the guy wrong, really, in my opinion.
I said before, I mean, if there was any of the other shenanigans involved about it being, you know,
now, yeah, if he has
something
to do with
like
the
that.
Sex trafficking part, yeah, but.
Totally different.
Just. Yeah.
Or underage.
I mean, but he went to the boss. He went to the one with the most experience, as I would expect.
The madame.
And no wonder he tipped her the $100 bill and the denomination that they couldn't. Probably
it was another bill. Yeah, yeah, I'm assuming it was another 100.
But she probably knew what she was doing. She's a vet. But.
Soldier,
like,
if you will.
What? Like, how bad could they have messed up?
I don't understand what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, like, right now, so if they have to actually go in on all of these guys,
okay,
who were not, who we can see now probably were not the cause, not the people they were actually going after. They would have to, like, show all the information that they have, and they probably haven't gotten to the people that they actually want to get. Like, essentially, they would have to shut down the investigation if he does it.
Because
there's
never been a bigger
trial.
Name exposed, right?
No.
So whoever wrote that just lied?
Essentially.
We need to have – there needs to be some type of – I don't know. I guess it's against the whole freedom of speech thing. But if you just put out false information –
you are fake news.
You should be able. You should have consequences and repercussions,
right? Like if you just make something up, not an opinion, but like that's not an opinion. The guy literally said, "Oh, there's a name much bigger than Robert Kraft." At some point, you got to say this is the name I was talking
about.
Well,
have you heard his excuse? He's been confronted in interviews about this, and he goes, "Oh, so the number two or number three guy at Citibank isn't a big name for you? No,
for
dumbass, it's not, and that's
loud.
Not the guy that you meant."
Did he really say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he said that on multiple interviews. It's Schefter, by the way, who we're referring to.
It was Schefter?
Yeah. Schefter's you don't remember that? That? Schefter came out the day of the story and was
Schefter
like.
Schefter went locking Forna?
Yeah. And his excuse was, well, first of all, he won't admit that he was wrong. He says, well, you know, sometimes your sources, but he still won't admit it. And then he'll say, oh, so the Citibank number two guy at Citibank wasn't big enough for you? No, it's not.
Why don't people admit when they're wrong?
It's
not that hard.
It really isn't. It makes you feel better.
Especially with news stuff. I get like other things, but like this right here.
I'm not talking about like Shaggy, it wasn't me.
Yeah, like this, stuff. Like, yeah, but like this right here, be like, hey, man, you know, play is miss. That's what, that would have been so, well, actually, I don't want to hear Adam Schefter say that, but somebody else. It's like Stephen A. Smith doubling down on players that haven't played all year.
Even Stephen A., he's not the reporter facts guy. You know, right, Schefter, that's what he is.
Yeah, Schefter basically, but I'll see, I don't understand why Schefter would do that. He's already got a following. Like,
yeah, why? Stay in your lane, bro.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Because when Adam Schefter says, you automatically think, well, you automatically thought Tiger because sports, right? I mean, in that part of town.
There's gonna be a couple other people.
Did you see, by the way, did you see the video of Tiger coming off of 18?
Yeah, and the guy having his mugshot picture.
Yeah, and Tiger smiling about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Tiger that I wish we always had. Like, I wish he was always so laid back and cool.
He was pretty chill.
You really wish that, though, JJ?
He probably wouldn't have all the majors he'd had.
I like old Tiger of, like, I play the least intimidating sport in the history of the world, but I'm still going to try to be intimidating.
I try.
Yeah, you know what I mean, though?
He scared the hell out of golfers for some reason.
What did they think he was going to do? Like what his wife did to him? Hit him with a 9-iron?
Yeah. He was so good that you don't want him judging your swing. That's kind of part of it. Or, like, you got to go up there, and he tees off first, and he hits it a full 100 yards further than you hit, and you, like, you got to follow up on that.
And a lot of the people aren't used to such massive crowds following them, you know? So if you're playing with Tiger.
Yeah.
I said this on Sunday. I got to the players a little bit early, and Tiger was – no, this was Saturday. It was Saturday. Tiger was teeing off on one, so me and – Angie and Walkerman went to watch him tee off. I don't know of any other athlete in the history of the world who did the stuff that Tiger did, but still at this point, after that, has women from 14 years old to women at 70 years old screaming their name, even after they did that. Like, it's crazy. Which, good for Tiger. Because remember, the conversation back then was, is he ever going to be able to recover? It's just, and what Nike, like, dropped their line of, you know, they don't even make golf clubs anymore.
Yeah, once he got hit.
And it wasn't Tiger Woods Golf on PlayStation anymore. And
man, that's a shame. They should have kept that. That would have kept selling. I don't care what would have happened.
You can't say nothing because it's your group of people that we don't have NCAA football.
Which is why we need Tiger Woods. Which is why we need Tiger Woods Golf, so I can design golf stadiums or whatever you call it,
golf courses, stadiums.
And play and pretend like I was good at golf.
To be fair, the only golf event he's probably been to is called the Stadium Course.
Yes.
Yeah, very I don't true. Think it sold as well when Rory was on the cover after that.
I mean, I don't understand why they took Tiger off.
What do you mean you don't understand?
What crime did he commit?
There's moral issues.
So
there.
Wait a minute.
No, you asked. I gave
no,
you
I got
answer.
The point, but I'm just saying, like, that's the morality we want to, like, go. Like, Nike dropped them.
They didn't drop him.
What happened?
They didn't drop
they
him.
They just dropped
it's
the
just
line
their
of clubs.
Sales, that literally was their sales ended up going. So they made crappy clubs.
Yes.
Really, at the end of the day, that's what it was.
What it was. I mean, they were stealing. They were making money off the backs. Like, I get NCAA, you get your free education, whatever, college, whatever. The football game didn't give the student-athlete a dime. And they were making millions off of that. And the minute that something, oh, yeah, you may have to pay a little bit. Oh, no, that's okay. We're not going to play the game anymore. Like, they literally made, it was straight profit.
But what?
Like,
there
now
more,
we want to talk about morals, EA Sports?
Wasn't that, but I don't think that was on EA Sports.
Yes, so. It was.
No, I think it was an NCAA issue. Because the minute you started paying these guys for their likeness, they weren't amateur athletes anymore.
Oh, they could no, sure, they could have. I think the problem was they now had to actually negotiate with the NCAA to try to figure it out.
Right,
it was going to cost them money.
It was more than just the money end of things. It was a whole bunch of stuff. Clay Matthews,
I'm not sorry
by the
about
way.
That,
well, you got your check. Good for you. Now my kid can't play NCAA football.
They can.
Yeah, from 2014.
They update the rosters. You just got to go online.
You know what was really sketch about those games, too? Not only did they not give the players money for their likeness, but if you put in the names of certain players, the announcers would say their names, like Tim Tebow, like the big-time players. So, you know, the people making the games had already inserted these people's names. It is pretty terrible, but.
Yeah.
We'll never get to play it again.
All because of James.
I mean, Madden doesn't have the option.
It would be different if they didn't make it look exactly like the person.
Exactly.
Like, hey, number 36. Exactly.
When you first played it, you thought it was dope, though.
Oh, it was. I knew exactly. I was like, man, cool. I wore the dark visor because I wanted to have a dark visor on the video game.
Were you pissed about your ratings?
My first year. My second year, they way overrated me. Like, because I wasn't on my freshman year. The sophomore year, I was like 65, and like people were like, yo, you're trash. Like, because the video game says you're trash. Then my junior year, I was like a 94, and I'm like, I didn't do anything to warrant being a 94. But I played I had a really good junior year. So I'm thinking my senior year, I'm going to be at least 95, 96, right? I was a 89.
Oh. 400 gave us his top five crushes. You okay. Interested?
Yeah.
Coming in at number five, Sandra Bullock. Never been a Sandra Bullock guy.
Oh, yeah.
Number four, Cameron Diaz. Oh, now he's right on three now.
Cameron Diaz is Charlie's Angels, right?
Yeah. I forgot all about three.
Who?
Jennifer Gardner.
Which Jennifer is that?
She's the one on the credit card commercials.
Yeah.
Okay, that narrowed it down.
No, seriously. Yeah, you can Google her.
She was in the movie with, I don't know. She was in a lot of
Wasn't
crap.
She married to Ben Affleck,
right?
No, yeah. I got you now.
Number two was Halle Berry.
Okay.
And number one was Angelina Jolie.
Just, you guys don't really like Angelina. You like what you think Angelina Jolie is capable of. And I'm not mad at that.
I was turned off from that moment when she made out with Billy Bob Thornton on the red carpet back in the day.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
I was just like, a little too much for me.
I knew Mr. and Mrs. Smith was a little too real.
With Brad Pitt.
Like with her and Brad Pitt. And I was just like, wait a minute. They're way too into this right now. This is like, this is really good acting or something's going on. And then we find out that Brad left his wife.
Gator Boss on Twitter says Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah, we were talking about her during the break.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yes, that's her name. She still looks amazing. What about the other girls from Saved by the Bell? All the girls from Saved by the Bell were fine.
I don't even know who the other girls were.
The black girl, Lisa Turtle, was woo. And then the other girl was in Showgirls, the movie where they all had their tops off.
Okay. What was her name?
Let me look it up.
Because I know who you're talking about, but Elizabeth Berkley?
Boom.
Yeah. And then Lisa Turtle, her name was Lark Voorhees.
That's a terrible name. Lark?
Yeah.
L-A-R-K.
Like
Jason's sister?
Jason who?
Voorhees.
Jason Voorhees.
I guess.
The murderer.
Yeah. Lark. Lark. L-A-R-K. Voorhees. V-O-O-R-H-I-E-S.
Yeah, she's the one that Screech was in love with.
Oh, yeah. Dustin Diamond.
Yes. I mean, so like, you know, for early 90s, late 80s, to have an interracial teenage couple is very progressive.
True. It's 1989 to 1990. That show only ran for 3 years.
Oh, but they have gotten their money's worth out of it.
Didn't they like have all kinds of different reboots?
Yeah, they had the college years. They had the one where they went to the beach for like a month with Leah Remini. And
well, you can only be in high school so long.
502.
4 years usually.
502, Jessica Biel.
Overrated.
Overrated in everything except for Summer Catch.
With Freddie Prinze.
Never saw that.
You never saw Summer
Catch? It's a very white movie.
Thank you. Sounds like a movie I probably wouldn't go watch.
318 says, Showgirls was my youth pleasure.
It's such a terrible movie, too. I don't think I saw that. Corny.
Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade have a commercial together?
Yeah.
Every time I see, I used to like Gabrielle Union, but now every time I see her, I can only think about the interview about something that she said.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And she's very aggressive. She blocks the rim. She defends the rim very, very aggressively.
All right, let's get to other free agent signings when we come back.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
It's at moments like that that either A, you should watch the Facebook Live stream, or B, we should get a Sirius satellite radio show.
Yeah, that would have been real good radio. Not Sirius.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have been good radio on here because we'd have been looking for a job.
Right.
Shortly thereafter.
Have you ever gone and looked at your Facebook friends and realized like you have like requests from like years ago?
Bro, it's funny you say that. Somebody, like I got the notification Saturday or something like that, somebody requested. And so I went to that. I didn't even know that page was a thing. And I looked down there and there's like 100. I felt bad because a lot of them I know and they probably sent this request. I'm thinking, Denny, I didn't even know you could get there.
Right.
Have you ever looked at your Facebook friends and realized you don't know 80% of them?
More so now than when I first started. But yeah.
I started declining. Like, I got into this little pocket, like, somewhere up in Georgia. I don't know how. It was long before that whole thing. Long before then. So I've just started declining.
I think we know, didn't you, how you got friends in Georgia.
I've started just declining most Georgia people. Jeez. And how are you going to throw me out today on Twitter with this about I don't send anybody to FSU and literally there's somebody going to FSU. It was on our radio show.
It was meant to be a compliment. I didn't know people still trained with George Whitfield.
Oh, yeah. George Whitfield is, dude, he prints money.
Really? Because like, that's who our quarterback who lacks the arm strength from Wisconsin is out hanging out with him.
So George Whitfield's got this whole thing going where he does these like – weekend camps, they're like $1,000.
Oh, wow.
And you got to go out there.
Yeah, he was out there. He went to Cali.
Dude, he'll have 200 kids out there on a weekend. It's like, and he's got the guys that he trains in college training the younger kids. So he ain't even training the younger kids. I'm telling you, it's a racket. He's the GOAT when it comes to printing money, man. Mm. Don't let me figure out that business plan. We talked about Randall Cobb. Clay Matthews signed with the Rams today.
Right.
How the Rams keep signing cats, I don't know.
Did you hear about Vontaze Burfict?
Where did he go?
Yeah. Raider Nation.
So now he is playing with Antonio Brown.
Perfect fit.
Remember their whole beef.
They'll make up. Kiss and make up.
Vontaze Burfict don't seem like the kind that makes up, really. He seems like the kind that holds a grudge to me.
He's going to knock him out in practice.
Maybe not in practice. Maybe in the locker room.
What is the relationship, James, between defensive players and offensive players? Like, do you even have to talk to them at all?
Not really.
Yeah, so you don't have to be cool. Really.
Defensive guys are crazy.
Even on the NFL level?
I mean, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, NFL, like, I feel like.
But no, but actually, the NFL level, you legit don't have to talk to people. They're legit guys who don't. It's really professional. Like, I don't have to like you.
We're just here to do a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, but like at the college level, you got so many guys that you may go until you get to team without
college,
even seeing the defense.
Yeah, like
right?
Now in college, you typically hang with the people who came in your class or your set because those are the ones you're with all the time. On the pro side, you typically, like, it's like four or five guys that you really kick it with. Then everybody else, I mean, if you don't mind each other. There's events you got to kick it with each other, but it's not like that. You ain't got to be best friends.
Here's where Mike Mayock's new job kind of stinks. So Mike Mayock signs Vontaze Burfict, right? In 2012, Mike Mayock wrote an analyst on Vontaze Burfict. It says, I put his tape on with absolutely zero preconceived notions. I watched three tapes and really didn't like him as a football player. I think he's a non-draftable kid. For me, he's a free agent.
Wow. Like, the problem is like, why do they have to sell out so hard? Like, why can't you just say he's not okay? He's just not.
And now
he's okay.
You go and sign him.
Yeah, like you don't have to see these people one day.
Vontaze Burfict is the perfect example of somebody who needs to play football until he literally cannot walk anymore. Because I'm scared about what's going to happen in his life when he don't have football.
Actually, there was somebody who was like that. That
he does. He does.
And it was pretty scary. They were like, look. They took a picture like in the woods, and they're like, for some reason, I see car lights out there, and I don't know what's going on.
Who? What?
Like, I'm trying to find the tweet, but like the person was like, it was a current NFL linebacker, and they're just like. And then people are like, concerned. They're like, "Yo, is there someone who loves you around you?" Like when I read that, I was like, "Holy crap, this person's really, you know, got that CTE flourishing right now."
We had Dom hit us up and said Elizabeth Hurley. By the way,
oh, the British chick.
We had 713 with Megan Good. We had two people with Jessica Alba, one with Eva Mendez. We should have started this earlier in the show.
All solid choices.
Man, I forgot about my real hate o'clock.
I don't even know who Megan Good is.
I'm
a Googler.
Here, I'm going to read. I found it. Tamba Hali.
Who?
Tamba Hali.
Okay.
Seems to me those are trees. They're not cars in the bushes. And whoever that's gone to Egypt and deploys these creatures there are using it for their evil deeds.
What?
The world will know who you are.
When Egypt,
and you will be exposed for this attack.
When Egypt and aliens start getting involved.
That's the picture.
You know CTE is
bro, it's daylight. It's daylight.
I'm not supposed to be laughing, but that's
what?
Like terrifying. Tamba Hali.
You just play for the Chiefs.
Somebody was like, hey, bud, make sure you have someone you trust and care about with you right now. Tamba, that's just your neighbor's motion porch lights. Whenever they let out their two dogs, it goes on. Don't worry, man. Just calm down. This was not the first time I ever saw that, and it came directly to me when I was in front. I understand the rebuttal. It has to stop. These attacks have to stop. That's Tamba Hali.
Wow. At Denny_Thompson, at BigGameJames36, at SportsDen_Live, at, what is it, just JJ LaSelva?
Yes, sir.
Yep. But don't forget, Thursday night, Gators Dockside, Jordan Creek. Friday night, Mr. Chubby's Fleming Island. Come watch some tournament games with us. We'll be back tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. See you then.